faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to have to get right to it. The Trump interview debuted last night, and then also we have so many stories going on. Part two of my town hall meeting with the FBI agents, the retired FBI agents, airs today. I'll put it this afternoon at Worldview, what is it, WVWTV.com. I will be putting that part two at WVWTV.com late this afternoon, early evening, part two. I did pull out 6 minutes. I pulled out 6 minutes from part two of one of the retired FBI agents talking about the SWAT teams of the FBI being used to raid the homes of patriots, non-violent Americans, patriots, for the purpose of intimidating Americans. This clip I'm about to show you right now. I would urge you, text, tweet, email, Facebook, call. Tell your family and friends to tune in to a VCY America network station in their market. There's 59 stations now in that VCY America network. Then I would encourage you, if they don't have one, to go to worldviewradio.com/live. And they can pick up the feed, and they can stay tuned for Crosstalk with host Jim Schneider after that. America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s on 100 stations. So if they have a VCY America station in their market, you need to call, text, email, Facebook, tell them to tune in right now. We have a huge scoop, and even the conservative media is picking up on it today, thankfully. And you're about to hear it. But if you don't have a VCY station, go to worldviewradio.com/live, worldviewradio.com/live. For those of you joining us by TV, we are on Lindell TV, we are on Frank's Beach, and we are, of course, streaming on my page, wvwtv.com/live, wvwtv.com/live. Get everybody here. We are about to play a historic clip. I have been working on this for over 6 months, closer to a year, not quite a year, but building the relationships to be able to achieve this well over 6 months. Before I play this clip, I received a call today. I received a text and then a phone call from Pete Centelli. He specifically was calling me about this clip and about this town hall meeting, series of town hall meetings. He then began to inform me his thoughts on it. I said, well, why don't you just come on and tell our audience about this? So while you're getting everybody here to hear this historic 6.5 minute clip, I want to invite to the microphone Pete Centelli. Pete, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Brannon, it is it's an honor, and I'll tell you the first thing I thought it was jaw dropping when I was on FrankSpeech.com. It hit me like a ton of bricks how unprecedented it was. Now this is from somebody like myself who, for years, has been contending, as I told you, and I will probably discuss, you know, in somewhat detail, dating back to 2014, dealing with FBI false flags, entrapments, and really just doing the wrong thing. The FBI that I grew up my entire life respecting as highest integrity institution.
Yes.
Unprecedented what these whistleblowers have done. Not whistleblowers, but agents have done.
These retired agents, it's unprecedented. It's historic. And I tried explaining that to the audience, but most people say, yeah, of course he says that. He put it together and produced it. So, of course, he's going to say his work is historic. But you're saying you're vouching for that.
Yeah, unprecedented. There's been a trend over the past several years, but it's taken them a while. We've had, whistleblowers come forward. And I would say it's unprecedented in that really, we always say the rank and file are, the door kickers. They're the high integrity guys at the FBI. Those are the ones internally that know of the corruption at the upper echelon. But never before have we seen people with unimpeachable credentials come forward and say, and they come right out and say it. They use the C word. This is a communist takeover. And something that has been You know, Cleon Skousen warned us about many, many years ago as to what the, you know, the Marxist revolution intended to do is to essentially take out the FBI in the fashion that they are. So perfect timing, absolutely unprecedented. And guess what? It's on a platform where it's posted, and it won't be taken down as it would be on traditional, you know, Silicon Valley platforms.
Absolutely right. Now, it is a WVW Broadcast Network production, but because of the relationship I have with Mike Lindell and frankspeech.com, I said, Mike, yeah, go ahead and put it up there. Now, it cost me over $8,000 to produce this. By the time I brought these guys into town and rented the building and had to bring an extra film guy and then paid for their travel and lodging and food, and I give them all honorariums. I'm going to be upfront about it. I believe a workman is worthy of their hire. And I believe it's that's the way I treat people. When people come to do work with me, unless they're one of our regular hosts who has a regular show with us and we use their we produce their show for them for free, then that gives them a platform. I don't always do that with those guys because, again, we're giving them a platform, paying for the bandwidth and the streaming. But when I bring guests in from out of town, I generally give them an honorarium because that's the way you should treat people. And these guys, you know, you could tell they were very, very pleased with how we treated them. We treated them with the respect that was worthy of who they are and their time and their service to us and our country. So it is a WVW Broadcast Network production, but because of my relationship, obviously, with Mike Lindell and Frank Speech and Lindell TV, we are letting them carry that at frankspeech.com. But you will find all of these shows archived. Part one is there now. The six-minute clip I'm about to show you is at wvwtv.com. And this late afternoon, early evening, I will post part two of the town hall meeting with these four guys at wvwtv.com. I want to go to this six-minute clip. Let's see. I got to have time to see if this is going to make it. If I start right now, I'll make it. This is, well, it's a former FBI guy, Ryan Shepard. You got to listen to this because it's timely because the FBI just raided another Patriots house yesterday, and we got the scoop. Last night I got the scoop, the first one to report on it. Tina Peters' home had her on, raided because she's fighting election theft. The Mesa County, Colorado clerk, she was on with me last night. We broke the story last night. So I'll have that later on my website as well, and at Frank's Speech, of course. So very timely that this guy, this honorable man, Brian Shepard, former FBI agent, says what he did, because it is a pattern now, the FBI busting in the doors of nonviolent people, patriots, as a KGB-style Gestapo for the Biden regime. Listen and watch this.
I was on the SWAT team for several years, and I can tell you from my experience, and I think all others of the Bureau agents here would echo what I'm going to say. We never did a search warrant, conducted a search, or conducted an arrest of someone who was not a violent offender. And the thought when I heard about what happened with Roger Stone just outraged me so much that it just wells up inside you. And you say, what's happened to this great organization that we worked with? And you say, well, maybe that was, as Terry said, maybe that was just a fluke. Maybe somebody just let that happen. No, not with Roger Stone. It had to have been approved by senior management. And what happened with Roger Stone? He was not a violent offender. He was a white-collar criminal, if anything. I don't know. I'm not going to be here and judge his criminal liability. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to say the tactics that were used were outrageous. And if I had been on the SWAT team and I was told that this is what we were going to do, I'd say, not me. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. I always felt good about we were going to do something to help keep America safer. And with someone like Roger Stone, who is, as I say, a white-collar criminal, nonviolent, no
actually,
history.
Let me just correct, because he was never convicted of anything, and when it was finally dropped by the Department of Justice, they said they found nothing. They found nothing. And, of course, he tells me, because I interview him often, that he couldn't do anything legally about it because he took the pardon to keep from going to jail and dying there, he thought. But because he took the pardon, he couldn't come back and sue. But the Justice Department and the FBI dropped the file late on a Friday, he says, to show that they found nothing. Nothing. It was all manufactured.
But, of course, part of the deal was he couldn't come back and talk about that.
That's right. He was gagged for months. Months he was gagged. He couldn't make a living. He couldn't host his radio show. He had a radio show that was taken off. I mean, they destroyed him. He lost his house. He lost his cars. He lost his savings. His wife is fighting cancer.
Yes,
I mean, they've destroyed the man.
It's outrageous conduct.
I shouldn't say they destroyed the man because Roger refuses to be destroyed, but they tried to destroy the man. They took a lot from him.
Right. And that shouldn't happen to anyone in America. It should not happen. If he had been someone who had a history of violent behavior, was a flight risk, all of those kinds of things, those were things that you use a SWAT team for. It's a dangerous situation. And to go into anyone's home, and I've heard about that in several other recent cases that just, again, outrages me, knowing that the Bureau resources are being used for these types of arrests is
so why is it being done? Is it to intimidate the public?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only conclusion I can come to. It's the only...
So this is propaganda.
Can't be answered any other way.
This is the government, the central government, the DOJ, the FBI, using this and bringing CNN in tow with them.
Well, that's the other thing.
To set a narrative to the American people.
I'll just say this. We always use local law enforcement. We'd give them a call shortly before the search or the arrest and say, hey, this is going to happen here. We'd tell the chief, and he'd give us a couple of squads, and they'd block off streets, okay? And if there was any media out there, it wouldn't have happened until we cleared. It was going to be clear. And for CNN to be out there at that time, it was not coincidence. In the FBI, there are no coincidences, okay? Things happen for reasons. And that's part of the whole culture problem within the Bureau. And it has to be nipped from above. You get your leadership, right, Cecil, from above. And the integrity, as Terry said, the three things that we live by, bravery, fidelity, and integrity, none of those three things are present in situations like that. You can't have integrity. If you're going to tip off the news media and you're going to go knock on somebody's door and knock it down at 6 o'clock in the morning when there's no reason to, they're not drug people, they're not going to get rid of drugs, they're not going to have weapons, there's nothing that you can show a judge to issue your warrant that would authorize you to do those kinds of things. And so people who have been involved, which we all have, and know what it takes to get those kinds of warrants, get absolutely bothered by it.
Absolutely bothered by it. And you even saw him get choked up at the beginning. Pete Santelli will respond right after this break. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Just waiting on the radio to join us there for TV people wondering. Okay, so we're on with Pete Santelli, and we are talking about this six-minute clip, a little over 6 minutes, from part two. I will release part two of the four town hall meetings. There's four town hall meetings with these four retired distinguished FBI agents warning about the Marxist takeover of the Department of Justice and the FBI. They mentioned we're in a communist revolution. It's unspeakable. They said they never dreamed this kind of thing would happen when they were in the agency. And we just heard Brian Shepard, retired FBI agent, whose biggest case, I guess his most prominent case, which they ended up making a movie about it, was the Archer Daniels Midland case. That was, he worked with the vice president, I guess, of that company as their lead guy building that case. That's the agent you're hearing from right now, the retired agent you're hearing from now, saying this raid on the homes of patriots, conservatives, people that are nonviolent, busting down their doors, as happened to one of Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk, one of her people last night. She was on with me. I got the exclusive on that. We're getting a lot of exclusives here. We're thankful. And I like to think that one reason we are is because not only is our platform and our audience growing, but they also know that we will let them talk, tell their story. Of course, this also has happened because of Mike Lindell's personal involvement from day one with Tina Peters and helping her in so many, many ways. A Mesa County clerk who simply did what was she's supposed to do by the law, which was to maintain documentation of these machines so that when the voting machine company and the Secretary of State, who has in Colorado, who has ties to George Soros, came in to do what is supposed to be an update, trusted build, she and her staff documented that machine because these records are to be held for 22 months by federal law. They came in, they updated, and when they had the documentation before the update and after the update, computer experts say information that should have been maintained was deleted. Are the computer companies, the voting machine companies, and the secretaries of state tied to George Soros going around and doing what we actually predicted in the first documentary, Absolute Proof, where our second one, Absolute Interference and Scientific Proof, where Dr. Doug Frank said, you prepare the steel, you do the steel, and then you clean up from the steel. Prepare for the steel, do the steel, clean up from the steel. And now apparently the government, with the help of the FBI, is going around covering up, violating and breaking the law by covering up and giving cover to the people who many people and experts are saying they are destroying information that's supposed to be preserved, not to mention preserved for court cases, according to many people involved in said court cases. And so what has she done wrong, Tina Peters, the clerk of Mesa County? I'll have that interview posted later today for you to watch. But how ironic that I conducted this interview with these four retired agents, one of them bringing up the FBI raiding the home of nonviolent people. And then yesterday, what happens from his comments Thursday to us, as you just heard, to yesterday, Tina Peters gets a knock on the door at 6 a.m. with a search warrant. But one of the people she works with, we're told the battering ram was used, doors broken down. What on earth? Let's finish, I think, about 30 seconds of this clip by former FBI agent Brian Shepard.
And it just, those are the kinds of things that don't leave your mind. They just don't leave your mind. You say, this can't happen here. And why it continues to happen, as you said, Brennan, you come to the conclusion there's some other purpose going on. And you can draw your own conclusions as to what the other purposes are. I've drawn my own conclusions.
I think, again, it's propaganda. It's intimidation.
Propaganda, intimidation. Of course, you guys heard him agree with that comment when I made it. He said absolutely twice earlier in the clip. Joining me again is Pete Santelli. He is a talk show host in his own right. Pete, what is your website?
All of my links are at petesantilli.mobi. That's the best way to find me. But in addition to being a talk show host, Brandon, for many years as a, you know, suit and tie corporate America. I worked at Coca-Cola, Bell South, and I started discovering around 2011 or so, that's when I became a talk show host, that the media was simply not conveying the truth. It was about 2011, 2012, that I really started to look at anomalies regarding the FBI, for instance, on 9/11. Why did the FBI, and I took a look at FOIA documents, they escorted the Bin Laden family while the FAA shut down air traffic on 9/11. The FBI was responsible for escorting the Bin Laden family out of the country. Some of those individuals of whom were on the terror watch list. I said, whoa, this is an agency that I've always respected. Why are they being used and why are they involved in escorting the Bin Laden family out? 2012, Benghazi happened. I have a friend of mine. He's my brother from the Marine Corps. He went on to work for the Central Intelligence Agency. He is a white hat. He was on the ground in Benghazi. 3 days after Benghazi, there were FBI agents and a couple of other CIA agents. When he got back 1 month after Benghazi, he brought forth a couple of FBI agents to blow the whistle on what was going on in Benghazi. The rank and file, you know, white hats, CIA and FBI agents, they're the ones that know that the upper echelon of these intel agencies are corrupt. And that's why this presentation is significant. Let's fast forward. We can't forget about, Brandon, what they did to General Michael Flynn.
Yes.
Why would an FBI agent have in a file, knowing full well exactly what General Flynn said, only to ask him questions they already know the answers to? That's not an investigation. That's called entrapment. It's a perjury trap. And they did it to General Flynn.
And then, of course, they knowingly were involved in trying to carry out a coup against a sitting president. The FBI and its agents, and all the way up to its FBI director, James Comey, who used to be a communist, apparently, and then said, I don't know what I am, and sat there tweeting at the Twitter handle as Reinhold Niebuhr, a religious Marxist. James Comey, who openly talks about the need to lie. That's how I take it from the quotes I have in my book, Marxianity, about him, and be dishonest for the greater good. Again, I have the quotes by James Comey in my book, Marxianity, which, again, my wife has asked me to stop promoting, but I can't, because every time I turn around, there's documentation like I just did that you need to have. But I am going to ask you to keep being patient. If you cannot be patient, don't order from us, period, full stop, end of sentence. I'm not Amazon. We don't ship stuff out in 24 hours. We're a little organization doing the best we can, doing multiple hours of TV. So we're doing the best we can. You're going to get your stuff. But if you don't have the patience, and that could be a couple weeks. And in some cases, it's been 4 weeks for some of you. And you'll get it. And if you can't be patient, don't order. I'm losing money on this. By the time I sit down and figure it out, paying people to ship this book out. So if I'm going to lose money, and I think I am, by the time I pay for the printing and the people to pack it up, you can wait a few weeks to get it. And you ought to rejoice that it's taking a few weeks to get you your book, because thousands of Americans are ordering a book that they need, Marxianity. And again, if I'm selling it for $4.99 when it was $20 and I got to pay kids $15 an hour to pack it up when they get out of school, which I am, I'm not making money. So be patient. I know I'm only talking about 1% of you, but man alive, the 1% drive us nuts. So be patient. Be thankful people are ordering this and getting documented that James Comey was quoting about moral relativism, the end justifies the means, doing the wrong thing for the greater good. And he became an FBI director? He gave the highest FBI director award to a known jihadi? I have the picture. He's helping to set up a president of the United States in a coup? Again, you can get the book at wvwtv.com/store, wvwtv.com/store. Do you want to comment, Pete?
I do. We can't forget, and I mentioned the intel agencies, because I think the CIA and the FBI, is like, they call each other sister agencies. We have to let the public know that John Brennan, a sworn card-carrying communist, actually, during his polygraph exam, when he entered the CIA, admitted that he voted communist. Not only that, John Brennan he's a Muslim convert. That's important for the following reasons: that in the Jeddah, Saudi Arabia station, the CIA station, John Brennan is the one that overrode his assistant, who denied the student visa applications of 9/11 hijackers. He allowed them to go through the Jeddah, Saudi Arabia station. That was John Brennan. That same John Brennan, when he became the CIA director in March of 2016, he met with the FSB, his counterparts, in Moscow. 30 days later, the dossier had hit the circuit. So John Brennan and James Comey, both of whom are known communists, were running the world's most powerful intel agencies.
And by the way, I have a friend who just retired from military intelligence, had hundreds of agents answering to him. I'm going to be very careful what I say and how I word it. But there are about 18 different intelligence agencies. There's more intelligence agencies than the average person knows, and even some people in the intelligence agency don't know about some of these other agencies because they they're just not talked about a lot and they're not very well known. It's not that they're hidden. They're just not talked about a lot, and some people just don't know. But there's about 18 of them. And after 9/11, because of the talk of the walls of separation between these agencies not sharing information, which was not a good thing. Maybe it wasn't a good thing. I guess it wasn't a good thing. But now, after 9/11, they start sharing more information. And I am told that the FBI had available to them tools and technology to surveil the nation like never before. The FBI was able, after 9/11, to acquire tools and technology to surveil the American people like never before. Pete?
I've had that technology used on me, Brandon, and we can. And as a matter of fact, I'll defer to you regarding how I have personal firsthand experience with exposing how they use. It's called parallel reconstruction. They use surveillance technology to actually reverse engineer indictments. I had it done to me. The FBI actually crafted a fake 302 report.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You just went over everybody's head, including mine. What does that mean?
Sorry about that. Parallel reconstruction is essentially, if I wanted to target you and I said, you know what, I want to get Brandon House on a conspiracy charge to be an insurrectionist. How are we going to do that? Well, let's go take a look at all of his audio recordings, telephone, bank records, everything. And let's see if there's any incriminating stuff there. And they basically reverse engineer. They construct an indictment. They set out to get you indicted for conspiracy as an insurrectionist, and then they take all of the data that they have access to and take incriminating stuff to build a case in that regard.
Well, you say incriminating stuff. If you're not doing anything wrong, how can it be incriminating?
Well, they can use, well, if you were speaking to somebody, they can get you on a conspiracy charge. If you connect someone that they have evidence that they were doing something wrong, then you get wrapped up in a conspiracy.
So someone could be doing something you know nothing about, but because you're talking to them, they're going to loop you in on it.
That's exactly what they did to me and my connections to Ammon Bundy.
And I'm going to have you talk about that when we come back. But isn't that kind of like the racketeering laws, where they go after people that are talking to people that don't even know they're talking to, and then they come in and they lean on them to squeal? Is that racketeering laws they use to do that?
A little bit, but the access to surveillance is the most dangerous part of it.
Okay, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And we are on the powerful blowtorch of VCY America Radio Network and their 59 stations. And, of course, on the TV side at Frank Speech and at WVWTV.com/live, WVWTV.com/live. And if you want to listen each day and every day, of course, you can listen on VCY America Radio Network or WorldviewRadio.com/live, WorldviewRadio.com/live. Crosstalk comes on right after me on the VCY America Radio Network, America's Christian original Christian talk program with host Jim Schneider on over 100 stations. Pete, give your website again, please.
PeteSantilli.mobi is where you can find all the links to where we're broadcasting. We have a morning show on frankspeech.com. That's the best way to find us, at frankspeech.com at 8 a.m. Eastern, each and every day, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern.
I just want to remind you, that is 7 a.m. Central, and you get the control room jumping early in the morning. So,
that's great.
Here we go. We've got another clip I want to play real quick from part two. I have not released part two of the town hall meeting with the retired FBI agents. You just heard 6 minutes and 18 seconds from it. You're going to hear another minute and 25 seconds from part two, and then part two with the town hall meeting with the four retired FBI agents. Part two of the four parts. Part two will be released this early evening at WVWTV.com for you to watch on demand. And I hope that you will grab the URL, tweet it, Facebook it, email it, send it all over Kingdom Come, because the American people need to realize that major patriots who had high-ranking careers in the agency are now saying this is unacceptable, it's unacceptable. And I am really praying, before I go to this clip, Pete, that what we've done here, and I do believe it is unprecedented, I do believe it is historic, and I want to thank all of our supporters for giving me the ability to do this. I do believe, Pete, as you and I were talking earlier today, and I know for a fact, because I had conversations with these men about it, they and I are hoping that they're coming out and speaking, and they mentioned this in the town hall meetings. They are hoping this encourages more people to come forward, even men and women inside the FBI and the CIA and these groups, to come forward as whistleblowers and reveal the corruption and the crimes, so we as the American people can demand the grand juries and the indictment and the trials for some of the highest ranking government officials in American history. Agree?
Absolutely. And we'll, you know, after you play your clip, we have to take a look at how Project Veritas has gone from, you know, they used to have undercover agents infiltrating corporations. There's been a paradigm shift where they actually relied upon whistleblowers internally who know the internal corruption in these corporations. I think the same paradigm shift will take place in this particular broadcast that you've done could be the catalyst for that. Instead of, you know, us being on the outside looking into the corruption within our institutions, now we've got some credible, unimpeachable agents that can inspire people that they've seen it. They've noticed it. They have firsthand knowledge. They have access to all the confidential and secret, you know, law enforcement and intelligence information. They're the ones that are going to be able to save our country, because they know that what has been done in their agencies is very wrong, and it's been driven by this long march through the institutions by the Marxists.
It's treasonous. It's subversive. They want to put that onto us, but it's them. That's psychological projection. They're the ones breaking the law. As former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, Terry Turchi said in this series, we are now living in a country that is no longer under the rule of law. We are living in a country that is no longer under the rule of law. That is one of the clips that we will pull out and hope it will go viral, along with this one by former FBI agent David Baldovin. Watch this.
I'd like to quote for you from the U.S. Congressional Record from January 1963. This was entered into the Congressional Record, 45 current communist goals. And where the goals are stated is in the book, The Naked Communist, by former FBI agent Cleon Skousen. I'm not going to read 45 goals to you. I'm going to read three. We talked about the oath. Do away with loyalty oaths, number 13. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum.
get control of teachers' associations. Surprise, surprise. Put the party line in textbooks. Now, part of what I've done here in Tennessee with others is been involved for several years with review of public school textbooks. And but it falls on deaf ears, ladies and gentlemen. I found that when you go before school boards, which is in even rural Tennessee school boards, they don't want to hear it. Number 35, though, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI.
Hmm.
So there you go.
There you go.
So one of the 45 goals mentioned by Cleon Skozin in his book, The Naked Communist, who had served in the FBI, then he went on to be chief of police in Salt Lake City, if I remember correctly. One of the goals is to dismantle the FBI. I told you today, and I've told this radio audience and TV audience many times, you would have never thought the day would come when we, the conservatives, the constitutionalists, would have such disdain for the FBI, even disdain for the military leadership, not the troops, the military leadership, people like Milley, who's a disgrace to the uniform, who wants to teach Marxism to the troops, and is giving kudos to the communist Chinese government that he'll protect them from the president, cutting off that direct authority and going around the president, which is really a coup d'etat, that conservatives would have such disdain for the upper echelons of the FBI, the upper echelons of the military, and even, quite frankly, disdain for some of the chiefs of police and sheriffs of America, some of them who have gone and become part of Muslim Brotherhood. I'm thinking particularly of one guy I deal with in my documentary, Sabotage, who was an under-sheriff, a complete Muslim Brotherhood operative and teaching in the mosque, according to the videos we have. And then the police chiefs and leadership of some of the major police departments in major cities where the Marxists on the city council or county commission have put these change agents in at the echelons of police departments. Now, when you have people on the right all of a sudden having disdain for those upper echelons in our police or FBI or military, that's shocking. Because we traditionally have been the ones that are for the military, for our police and our sheriff's departments and FBI. But this is how they did, as you said, the long march through the institutions. But I think you want to warn that while we want these agencies cleaned up, we have to be very careful not to do the destruction of the left. The right or conservatives or patriots have to be careful that we don't fall into the trap of the left and join them in the destruction of these institutions, correct?
That's correct. And we have to get the rank and file who we know are of the highest integrity. Yeah, I mean, how many FBI agents do we know are people high up in federal law enforcement? They're good people. They're salt of the earth. We have to, especially through this broadcast, appeal to them and educate them and let them know that the communists, you know, Yuri Bezmenov and Cleon Skousen were two of the most powerful voices that talked about that long-term goal of these Marxists. And then when you consider, when you have Brennan and Comey at the highest levels, at the seventh floor, okay, at the FBI, the upper echelon is corrupt. Well, guess what? The rank and file are kept compartmentalized. So you've got the rank and file doing all the dirty work, and they're now starting to realize that their participation in their one little compartment of getting the FISA warrant or kicking Roger Stone's door down, that they're participating in something that on the grander scale is intended to discredit the FBI. That we could have Comey and these are sworn communists, Comey and Brennan saying, okay, here's how we're going to do this. Eventually, it will look so corrupt that everyone, including people who advocate for law enforcement, us black back the bluers, will be so repulsed by the corruption within the FBI that the American people will get rid of the FBI, that we don't have to, you know, to take it out with military force. And Yuri Bezmenov said eventually over the long term, that multiple generations would be conditioned and brainwashed, that no matter what you told them, even if you told them the boot is on the back of their neck, they won't even recognize it. So getting our rank and file educated on how important it is that within their own compartments, that they, if they see something being done wrong, that it's part of a much grander scheme to discredit their institution. So
and
we
let
have
me
to
say,
purge the FBI, not abolish it.
And let me say to those whistleblowers or would-be whistleblowers, you can go to Terry Turchie, okay? If you don't want to come to me directly, go through Terry Turchie. You guys, I believe you can call Terry Turchie. And the reason I know this is because a FBI asset went to him. He brought the asset to this broadcast with him sitting here. And the asset talked about penetrating some of these communist Antifa Black Lives Matter groups, having video of their crimes and destruction and information about foreign money funding it. And when this was turned over to the FBI and the FBI turned it over to prosecutors, they, even though they could identify these anarchist revolutionaries, Islamic folks, Muslim Brotherhood, Antifa, they said, we are not going to do anything about this. In fact, destroy the tapes and the videos you have. We have the asset on audio saying this from this news desk. But now we want you to penetrate the Patriot groups and find us some white supremacy, to which the asset said, these are not white supremacy groups. They're made up of Black Americans, white Americans, even some, quote, Muslims, end quote, meaning their daddy was a Muslim. These were maybe probably beer-drinking, pork-eating Muslims, kind of like Sharam Hadian's dad was. They're not Sharia people. And the asset said, no, this is not who these groups are. We don't care. Go find us some white supremacists. Now, this was before January 6th. So the FBI clearly had the narrative to set up Patriots. But I knew this a long time ago from one of my sources inside the intel arena. Then I told this audience about it at the time, a year and a half or two ago, when we found out from this source that inside the computers of the intelligence arena were already classifying as potential homegrown violent extremists were those that were running around complaining about their perceived violation of their liberties, like your Second Amendment. Just your just if you complain about your perceived attack on your liberties and freedoms and constitutional rights, that could make you potentially a domestic homegrown violent extremist. So this narrative has been going on for several years, and now the Biden regime, which is no longer under the law, we have the former deputy assistant director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI saying we're no longer under the rule of law. Now they are using what was once a lawful agency based on fidelity, bravery, and integrity to kick down doors and use as Gestapo jackbooted thugs their police force to intimidate the American people. And you just heard another agent say, I can come up with no other reason than that's what this is. Absolutely. Intimidation of the American people. Now, if you want to come forward like that one asset did to Terry Turchie, look him up and find him. Otherwise, you can come forward to me and I'll put you in touch with Terry Turchie and you can get a comfort level with us and we will protect you until you are ready to talk. The same way we did with the asset that we interviewed, and we never disclosed the asset, and we protected the source. We have someone that is retired, high ranking from the CIA. That person saw my interviews with Terry and reached out to Terry and said, do you think House would be interested in interviewing me? This person had been high ranking in the CIA. They said, maybe it's time I start talking too. And of course, Terry asked me, and I said, of course we will. And we'll let them talk and tell their story. We won't tell our story. We'll let them tell their story. They can frame their own story. Well, this person, after a little more thinking about it, has gotten cold feet. Okay, that's fine. Everyone's got to do what's best for them. But we are here to give people a platform to speak truth, to restore the rule of law, and save the republic. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Worldviewradio.com. Lots of resources at wvwtv.com/store. I don't have time to mention them. I hope you just go there and check it out. wvwtv.com/store. Again, wvwtv.com/store. I will say that we sold out of Sabotage. We sold out of Siege. But today, 1,000 copies of Sabotage and 1,000 copies of Siege just showed up. Which, again, is why when some people start complaining, hey, we can't help it if something goes sold out and then we have to wait 3 weeks for it to be duplicated and packaged and shipped to us from Arizona. So people, just keep being patient. You'll get your resources and be thankful so many people are now awake and want these resources. We're seeing people hold parties, or I should say dinners. We know of one family in Florida went around door to door inviting their neighbors, who they did not know, to come to their home for a meal, a free nice meal, and then watch Sabotage. And they were going to do this regularly for those that would stick with it. Here's hour one. You want to come back again next week, have another meal, watch hour two? And people came over. People, their neighbors in their neighborhood, who they did not know, said, we'll take you up on that. Can you believe that? People you don't know inviting you to dinner and then to watch a documentary on the Marxist Revolution taking place in America, and they're showing them Siege and Sabotage. So be thankful that we blew through those DVDs. Siege and Sabotage. And those of you that ordered Marxianity with it, then obviously we're going to hold Marxianity until we can fill it. But 1,000 Sabotage DVDs, 1,000 Siege DVDs showed up today, and we're going to be getting out those out as quick as we can. So rejoice. We are waking up the American people. So everybody be patient. We'll get it out as quick as we can. Every day, several hundred orders go to the post office to the chagrin of the post office. Oh no, here they come again. So, all right, wvwtv.com/store for those resources. Pete, what do you make about what I said before the break? We want to give a platform to the good guys to speak, but there's a way they can go through that process also and protect their job, correct?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'll touch on this. There's a lot to unpack in this regard. But let's just say that I have a PhD in defeating the deep state in two federal trials. And this is how it happened. It wasn't by me or the defendants in the Bundy cases. It was literally those cases were broken because of internal federal agents that blew the whistle, knowing full well that the government had withheld exculpatory evidence, and they actually testified and became whistleblowers internally. There's a proper way to do that. You have to seek legal counsel, obviously, and you have to protect your careers. The main reason why is we, you know, as outsiders looking in, the reason why they remain silent is because as soon as they open up their mouth and say, hey, what's being done is wrong here, well, your career is over, your pension, so on and so forth. But there's a way to protect yourself. The Bundy cases were broken because of the federal agents that came forth. And I'll give you one specific example of it. Stuart Rhodes, the head of the Oath Keepers in the Bundy cases, was a government asset, a confidential human source that became a government witness. That information started to come out at trial that the Oath Keepers were involved in the entrapment of the defendants. The government, the federal government that sought after we deplorables at the time, they had to seal that information. They dismissed the cases and they covered it up. Now, fast forward to January 6th. Guess who Stuart Rhodes was as the leader of the so-called insurrection? He still runs around a free man. There are people within the FBI that know that Stuart Rhodes has been over the years, and it's documented. I have the documentation. It's under seal. Under protective order, that Stuart Rhodes has been an asset being used by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. There's a lot of these unsavory characters they used as informants to not only entrap, but in most cases they're the ones that are breaking the law in Oregon during the occupation of the wildlife refuge. The only people that broke the law were the FBI informants. Fortunately, we had people come forth and blow the whistle on it.
So last night I was talking to J.D. Rucker on my show and discussing the fact that we have to be very careful because many of these evangelical, Christian, and conservative groups are controlled opposition. This is what you're partly talking about here, aren't you?
Yeah, Not only that, I mean, it goes pretty far. The color revolutionary technique.
Yes.
That we were talking about earlier. This is a strategy. They exploit the emotions of the people, okay? Because ultimately in other countries, like in Serbia, in the Ukraine, for instance, the people that are not in power, they don't have the guns. They want to get to power so that they can get the guns, disarm the populace. Well, the way they do that is to exploit the emotions of the people. This is a psyop that has been perpetrated all around the world. Well, they're doing it here in the United States of America. Well, what do? They have among a bunch of emotionally charged people that are worried about their election being stolen, they put their provocateurs in there. They perpetrate crimes that we normally wouldn't do, and then they demonize the entire rest of the population. For what reason? For the purposes of toppling a government so that Joe Biden can get in either through election fraud or so on and so forth, so that he can get the guns, of course. But we're in a dangerous time right now, especially with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. There's a lot of racial tension right now. Well, these people that are operating behind the scenes are potentially going to set up the same type of false flag where they have their snipers firing at both sides like they did in the Ukraine. For what reason? To topple the government, to disarm the population, and to essentially install a communist totalitarian regime like we're seeing shaping up right now.
And the only thing stopping this right now are two things: the First Amendment, what we're doing right now, and the Second Amendment. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. We should never, ever give up our Second Amendment in defense of our nation, because ultimately the people that have been operating behind the scenes in this long march through the institution is to seize the power to gain exclusive access to the guns, like in Venezuela. I mean, we've done this all throughout the world over time for many, many decades. We've practiced color revolutions for the purposes of installing democracy. Well, guess what? The same techniques are interchangeable. If you want to install communism and destroy democracy, you employ the same exact tactics that we've been employing all around the world to remove communist dictators.
And the FBI, if they can't get what they want, the deep state part of the FBI, they'll kill you if they have to, won't they?
Oh, they sure will. They'll kill as many people as they need to and then exploit that. Use it for the emotions, riling up the people to turn on the government.
What is your website, Pete?
Go to PeteSantilli.mobi. Find all my links. Tune in to FrankSpeech.com every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern.
FrankSpeech.com is where you find him, and his website. WorldviewRadio.com is my website. I hope you'll stay tuned for those listening on the VCY America Radio Network to Crosstalk coming up next. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.